Chailey had 13, Ziley 10 for the Panthers. The Fall City Tigers led 7 each, Brinnick Lothar and Carly Dunkus on the evening. It'll be a battle of Fall City looking for their first win of the year. Palmyra looking to improve to 3-4 on the year. Fall City's played a tough schedule on the year so far. 0-5 on the year, but their first four games of the year, the record between the four opponents is 21-1. Syracuse 6-0, Johnson Brock 4-0, Freeman 5-0. Nottoway Valley over in Missouri, they're 6-1 on the year. It wasn't until Tuesday night when the Tigers took on Elwin Murdoch that they faced a team with a losing record. That one ended in an Elwin Murdoch win, but it was one of the more competitive games for the Tigers. Elwin Murdoch now 2-4 on the season. For Palmyra, they're 2-4 on the year as well, averaging 49 points per game. They have wins over Southern and Weeping Water, losses to Freeman, Johnson Brock, Meade, and Johnson County Central. As I mentioned, the Panthers averaging 49 points a game, but giving up 46 points a game. It'll be a Fall City team looking, if they hit that 46-point mark for their highest output of the season. They're averaging just 21 points of the game, and the big story early for the Tigers has been their shooting from behind the three-point arc. The Tigers just 16% from behind the three-point line this season. If they can improve on that number just a little bit, they should have a decent chance of hitting that possibly, 20, 30, 40 point margin this evening. Let's go ahead. Let's take a look at the starting lineups. First, for the Fall City Tigers, they're going to be led by Bowdy Jones. Jones, a 5'7 junior, he averages 4.3 points per game. Welcoming back to the lineup is going to be Paxton Armbruster. Armbruster had been out since the first game of the season with a rolled ankle. Paxton, a 5'10 junior, he was a big piece of the Fall City team coming into the season, and he sat out ever since that Syracuse game. So the past four games, there's been no Paxton Armbruster for the Tigers. He'll get his first action since the first game of the season up at Syracuse. Elijah Layden, a 6'2 sophomore, he'll start as well, averaging 2 points per game and 3.5 rebounds per game. Ethan Morris, a 6'3 senior, and he'll round out the starting lineup with Jacoby Bangert. Bangert, a 5'11 junior, averaging 4.8 points and 3 rebounds per game. For the Palmyra Panthers, they're led by Kobe Martin. Martin, a junior, he averages 7.5 points, 6 rebounds per game. Their big score, though, Harrison Boyd. Boyd averaging 12.2 points per game. He's a senior. Cade Kassebaum, he's a sophomore, averages 7.7 points per game. And the other two players in their starting lineup, Jacob Hippen, a sophomore, and Ryan Mayo, a senior. So that'll be the starting lineup for the Palmyra Panthers. Like I mentioned, their two big scorers, Harrison Boyd and Kobe Martin, between the two of them averaging about 20 points a game. So it'll be a big test for that Fall City defense. We're going to take one more quick break. We're going to take a one-minute break. When we come back, we'll have opening tip-off. You are listening to high school basketball from Fall City, Nebraska. Fall City getting set to take on the Palmyra Panthers. You're listening to High School Hoops on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
'Tis the season to be jolly. It's also the season for stress, flu, icy sidewalks, and a whole lot of other things that can ruin your holidays. I'm Ryan Larson, and on behalf of the physicians and staff of Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinics, I'd like to wish you and your family a joyful and prosperous new year. We also wish you a safe and healthy holiday season. If you need us, we're happy to help keep you well or to get you back on your feet. Otherwise, we hope to see you at home for the holidays.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Althea.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Our presenting sponsor tonight is F&M Bank out of Fall City. F&M Bank, local decisions, local solutions, and local focus. Starting lineups getting wrapped up here for the Panthers, getting set to take on the Fall City Tigers down in Fall City tonight. Fall City, as we mentioned, looking for that first win of the year. They've played a pretty tough schedule, but it'll all be all about putting the ball in the bucket tonight. As we mentioned, the Tigers are just averaging 21 points per game on 16% shooting from deep. So it'll be important to see the ball go through the hoop a couple of times early, I think, for this Tigers offense. The Panthers score a lot, but they've also had a couple of games that they've given up a lot of points as well. So we'll see. In the JV game, I know the Panthers threw on a little bit of a press. We'll see if they come out in that press tonight as well. If you're trying to tune in, you can listen to us on the airwaves at 107.1 FM on KTNC. You can also listen to us online at mscsports.net or on the MSC Sports, on the MSC Radio app. Fall City in their white jerseys, white shorts, Palmyra in their all blues, red numbers, balls up, tipped. In control of it is going to be Fall City, and they will get the first look at it. Here's Paxton Armbruster with it, top of the key. Dribbles around, finds Ethan Morris. Morris dribbles back to the top of the key, now back to Armbruster. Nothing inside the arc yet for Fall City as Elijah Layton gets it on the left wing. Jacoby Bankert, top of the key. Back to Ethan Morris. Still nothing inside the three-point arc. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Now there's Morris driving in. Pass is tipped away. He's going to find a wide-open Dowdy Jones. Corner three up. No good. Rebound. Kobe Martin, and back the other way is Palmyra. Out and running are the Panthers. Oh, bad pass for the Panthers. Going to go backcourt. No, going to be picked up by Dowdy Jones. Jones going to jump stop with it, but be called for the travel. And it will be a turnover back to Palmyra. So fortunate for the Panthers because it looked like it was going to be a turnover on an over and back call, but Bowdy Jones collected it and then traveled with it, trying to get down the floor for a layup. All right, we'll see if the Palmyra Panthers can get their first look at it. Driving in, shot up, no good for Harrison Boyd. And that basket is going to be up and good for Ryan Mayo. That is his first bucket of the game. It's a 2-0 Panther lead. A soft 2-2 press here for Palmyra. Across the timeline with it, Paxton Armbruster. Armbruster shot up. No good. We're going to see if the foul is going to be before or after the shot here. Foul is going to go on Jacob Hippen. That is his first foul of the game. First of the quarter here for the Panthers as well. Not a shooting foul, so Fall City going to get it off the inbound here. Bowdy Jones with it. Top of the key finds Ethan Morris. Morris dribbles top back to the top of the key, and he's going to carry it, and it'll be another Fall City turnover. So one look at the basket here for Fall City, but two turnovers early. Give the ball back to Palmyra, bringing it up. Harrison Boyd, he crosses the timeline with it. Swings it left side, Kate Kassebaum. Now back to Boyd. Inside, shot up, off the glass, no good, Kobe Martin, but he gets his own rebound. And now, pass back out, right corner three, up, no good for Ryan Mayo. Rebound, Fall City. Banger bringing it up the floor. He finds Armbruster, right wing. Jones back to Banger on the left wing. Here's Banger driving in. Paxton Armbruster, right corner. 6:04 remains, first quarter, 2-0 Palmyra lead. Early on, early goings here from Fall City. Here's Banger. Gives it off to Ethan Morris. Shot up, no good. It's going to go out of bounds. Didn't catch anything, and it's going to be Palmyra basketball. Big story here early has been Fall City's inability to get anything inside of the three-point arc. Most of their passing and dribbling has been outside of the three-point arc, and that shot was outside of the three-point arc as well. Palmyra back the other way. Three-point attempt, top of the key is good for Cade Kassebaum. And it's a 5-0 Panther lead. Bangert with it. And 2-2 press again. Fall City going to get it across. Bowdy Jones with it now, left corner. Pump fake shot. Or no shot there for Jacoby Bangert. Now there's Paxton Armbruster with a three from the right wing. That's in, and that'll be his first bucket of the game. And Fall City's on the board at 5-3. back the other way come the Panthers. Shot up off the glass, no good for Jacob Hippen. Ball's going to be tipped out of bounds. It's going to go off of Kobe Martin, and it'll be a basketball back to Fall City. Couple of early subs here for the Panthers. Connor Peterson as well as Barrett Hubbard. Palmyra going to set up in their 2-2 press. It's nothing that they trap right away. They're trying to force Fall City kind of up the sideline here and then trap right as they get near half court. We saw it a little bit in the boys' game as well. Fall City breaks that pretty good. Ethan Morris pass, leaves it off for Elijah Layden. Layden layup up attempt, no good. Shots blocked back the other way for Palmyra. Ball inside, right block. Shot up and good for Harrison Boyd. He fouled, and he'll go to the line for one more. Going to count the basket. Foul's going to be on number 24, Jacoby Bengert. That is his first foul. Brock Cottle going to check in for Paxton Armbruster here. As we mentioned, Armbruster coming off of injury. His first action since the Syracuse game. Free throw up and good for Harrison Boyd. And it's an 8-3 Palmyra lead. Bangert. Over to Morris. Morris gets it across to Jones. Jones lays it off for Cottle. Cottle's got it on the block. He takes the dribble. Shot up and over his left shoulder is good. 8-5, the Panthers lead. Fall City able to find a couple of early buckets here thanks to Brock Cottle and Paxton Armbruster with a three. Now a pass going to go across the timeline. It's going to be over and back. And it'll be a turnover for the Panthers. It'll go back to Fall City. Fall City going to inbound from their front court here. It'll be Jacoby Bengert to throw it in. Chance to cut the lead to one or tie it up with a three. Bowdy Jones off the inbound. Dribbles over to the left wing. Now he drives in and he's going to lose control of it. It's going to go out of bounds. It'll be a turnover. Ball's going to go back to Palmyra, and Paxton Armbruster going to check back in. Jacoby Bangert will get a breather here for the Panthers. Or for Fall City, excuse me. Harrison Boyd bringing it up the floor for the Panthers. Now right wing, Connor Peterson. Peterson drives in, kicks it back out, swinging it around. The perimeter are the Panthers. Now with it on the right wing, hands it off to Kobe Martin. Left corner three is going to be up. That one no good. But getting his own rebound is going to be Barrett Hubbard, and ball's going to go out of bounds. They're going to call a push first before the ball goes out of bounds. So Hubbard missed shot from the left corner, got his own rebound, and then on the ensuing drive was pushed out of bounds. That foul is going to be on Bowdy Jones. That's his first. Second of the quarter here for the Tigers. Elijah Layden takes a seat. Panthers off the inbound. Right corner, Harrison Boyd. Boyd now top of the key. Barrett Hubbard. Drive in. Boyd shot up. No good off the glass. Rebound controlled by Paxton Armbruster. He steps on the line, though. Forced out of bounds. And it'll remain with Palmyra. Paxton tried to grab that one before it went out of bounds and just wasn't able to avoid the end line there. It'll be an inbound here for Palmyra. Be Barrett Hubbard to bring it up. They had to throw it all the way into the backcourt. Right corner three up for Kobe Martin's no good. Rebound going to be controlled by Fall City. Palmyra pressing just a little bit. Morris with it on the left wing. Fall City able to get it across. Bangert with it now left wing. Morris top of the key, dribbles it over to the right wing, gives it off to Paxton Armbruster. Armbruster drives in, layup up off the glass and good. And welcome back Paxton Armbruster. He's got five. It's 8-7. Quick turnover here for the Tigers, but they're going to be called for the foul. Foul's going to be on Paxton Armbruster. That is his first. I think everybody in orange thought that one was going to be a steal and some big-time momentum there for the Tigers, but they're going to get Paxton Armbruster with the slap on the wrist or arm. It's going to be a foul, and it'll remain Palmyra basketball on the baseline. Right corner with it, driving in, Harrison Voigt. Voigt's going to step on the end line, though. He's going to go out of bounds, and the ball will go back to Fall City. It'll be a Panther turnover. Panthers really effective so far on the offensive end when they haven't turned it over. They've gotten some good shots and able to get some offensive boards, but it's been the turnovers that have kind of hurt them a little bit. Back the other way comes Morris. Now Jacoby Bangert, top of the key. Morris, left wing, loses control. That's going to be a turnover. Ball's going to be back to the Panthers, and Voigt drives the length of the floor the other way. They're going to get a foul on his shot attempt, and he'll go to the line for two. That foul's going to be on Ethan Morris. That is his first, fourth of the quarter here for the Tigers. And going to the line, shooting two, is going to be Harrison Voigt. His first free throw up, good. Voigt now 2-2 from the line as Elijah Layden checks back in. Problem there didn't start for Fall City on the foul. It started with the drive down the floor. Nobody stepped up to stop Harrison Voigt, so he just took it all the way to the rack, and there was nobody there until Morris came over to try for the block shot. Second free throw is up and good for Voigt as well. He's 3-3 from the line. He's got five early ones here. And Fall City looking to get the ball across the timeline. They do. Jacoby Bangert back to Paxton Armbruster. Armbruster with it, right wing. He drives in. Now kick out. Bangert, left corner, fakes a three. Going to have the ball slapped away. He kicks it back out, and Fall City will reset with Paxton Armbruster on the right corner. Armbruster finds Brock Cottle. Now back to Armbruster. 5 seconds left on the shot clock. Bangert out near the volleyball attack line. He's going to get fouled, though, with 1 second left on the shot clock. Foul's going to be on Barrett Hubbard. That is his first. And Hubbard's going to take a seat. Unfortunate there for the Panthers. They had Fall City in scramble mode. There's 1 second left on the shot clock when that foul occurred, and it'll reset to 35. So Fall City with a fresh shot clock can run an offense now. Palmyra comes out 2-3 zone. Paxton Armbruster turns it over. Getting the turnover and the layup at the other end was Grady Vasa, but he misses the layup, and then Paxton Armbruster going the other way is going to be fouled. Foul's going to be on number 10, Bo Davis. That'll be Bo's first foul. Paxton will take a seat. Ethan Morris checks back in. Fall City rotating about six guys right now, but only about 1 to 2 minutes on the court at a time for each guy. Fall City a chance to tie it with a three. Jacoby Bangert drives in. Free throw line jumper up and good. Jacoby Bangert with his first bucket of the game. And Fall City trails just 10-9. Palmyra now looking for their bucket to break a drought. With it in the right corner, Harrison Voigt swings it all the way around to the other side. That's Jacob Hippen. Voigt has it now on the right wing. And now it's Palmyra struggling to find anything inside the three-point arc. They finally do get it into the wing. Pass back out to Voigt, right wing. Three-pointer up, no good. Rebound, Elijah Layden. So Fall City trailed early, now have a chance to take the lead here with 33 seconds remaining in the first quarter. It's 10-9. Elijah Layden with the ball at the free throw line. Brock Cottle, right corner. And he's going to be called for the travel. And it'll be a turnover. Ball goes back to the Panthers, and they can take the last shot of the quarter if they want. Shot clock will be off with 23 seconds left. Armbruster checks back in for the Tigers. The 10-9 Panther lead. Harrison Voigt brings it across the timeline. We'll see if Palmyra chooses to take the last shot here of the half. They're not. They're going to go inside. Layup up, no good for Jacob Hippen. He's going to be fouled, though, on the layup, and he'll go to the line to shoot two. That foul's going to be on Ethan Morris. That's Morris's second. And so he might have to come out and have a seat here so he doesn't pick up too many in this first half. First free throw up and good for Hippen. That's his first point of the game. Panthers now 4-4 from the line this first quarter. Second free throw no good. Rebound Elijah Layden, and Fall City will have a chance to tie it or take a lead with a three. Right corner, Paxton Armbruster, 4 seconds, 3-2. He's going to take a three from the right wing. Shot up, off the support, going to be no good. And that's how we will end the first quarter of action. It's a tight one here in Fall City after one quarter of play. 11-9 is the Palmyra lead over the Tigers. We're going to take a quick 30-second break. You're listening to High School Hoops on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Airstream
Heating
and Cooling.
You're listening to KTNC
AM
1230.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance agents can help protect your future dreams, like turning your home into an oasis. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brent Harson, agent, at B. Harson Agency in Fall City and Auburn today.
Hey, Bart here from Farm and City Supply in Fall City. Inviting you to come up and take a look at our line of H&H trailers. We've got trailers for every need. Small utility trailers with a nice spring-loaded ramp gate on the back. Industrial line trailers for your skid loaders, mini excavators. Some of our popular items are the 14-foot industrial duty dump boxes with a good heavy scissor lift, 7-gauge floors, rollover tarps, and our ever-popular 16-plus-6 gravity tilt trailer that is really handy for all those heavy-duty loading needs. So come up and check us out at Farm and City Supply.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Our presenting sponsor tonight, F&M Bank. F&M Bank, local decisions, local solutions, and local focus. That's F&M Bank. You can find them in Fall City. It'll be Palmyra with the ball out of the timeout here to start the second quarter. They lead 11-9. But it was a mad Fall City comeback after being down in a hole early at the end of that first quarter. Free throw line with it now is Kobe Martin, right wing. Boyd. Boyd drives in. He finds Hip in right corner. It's going to be taken away. Paxton Armbruster on the pass across the court. Armbruster going to lay it up and good. He's got 7 in the first half. Layup up and good for Kobe Martin. Back the other way. He fouled. He'll go to the line to shoot one more. That's Kobe's first basket of the game. Foul's going to be on Brock Cottle. That's his first. First of the quarter here for the Tigers as well. Fall City had briefly tied it up at 11 before that Kobe Martin basket. He gets one more look at it here. Panthers 4-5 from the line in that first quarter. And so far for the game, free throw up, no good. Now just 4-6 from the line after starting 4-4. Bowdy Jones across the timeline. He gets it back to Kobe Bangert. Bangert with it on the right wing. Now Paxton Armbruster left wing. 7 minutes remaining in the second quarter. A tight one, 13-11, is the Palmyra lead. Shot clock under 10 now. Ethan Morris with it, right corner. Bowdy Jones, left wing, 3 up, no good, off the back iron. Rebound, Palmyra. Back with it is Harrison Boyd. Boyd drives down, finds Kobe Martin, right wing. Martin now looks inside, loses it, gets it back. Passes it back to Boyd. Boyd gets a skip pass from on the right wing. Now shot inside is going to be up, no good for Ryan Mayo, but we're going to have a foul on the shot. Mayo will go to the line to shoot two. Foul's going to be on Elijah Layden. That is his first, second of the quarter here for the Tigers. First free throw up and good for Ryan Mayo. Mayo looking to push it back to a two-possession game. He does with that second free throw. Tigers now trail by 4, 15-11. Early goings of the second quarter, though. Ethan Morris tries to get it across Paxton Armbruster. Ball taken away. Kobe Martin layup. Other end is good. And quickly hits a 17-11 lead for Palmyra, and that'll force a Tiger timeout. We're going to take a quick 30-second break. We'll be right back. You're listening to High School Basketball on KTNC.
Experience local banking with people you know and trust. For nearly 120 years, Citizens State Bank and Trust Company of Hiawatha has been your true and local hometown bank. Strong, steady, and local. Visit csbkansas.com today. Member FDIC.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
The Tigers trail 17-11 to the Panthers here. Couple minutes gone in the second quarter, and it's been a quick run to start the second quarter for the Palmyra Panthers. They are on a 6-2 run to start the quarter, and another turnover for the Tigers. Back the other way, Panthers just a little bit too fast. Pass from Hippen is too high to K. Kassebaum, and that'll go out of bounds. Thankfully, the Tigers get a turnover. Paxton Armbruster with it across the timeline. We'll see if Hall City can find a bucket here. Armbruster going to find Bowdy Jones. Now Elijah Layden, left corner. Armbruster, right wing. He's open. Three on the way. Up, no good. Rebound's going to be controlled by Jacob Hippen. Back the other way come the Panthers. Here's Kobe Martin. Martin drives in. Shot up off the glass. No good. Rebound's going to be tipped around. Who's it going to end up with? It's going to end up with Kobe Martin. He's going to be fouled, and it will be Palmyra basketball. Foul's going to be on Jacoby Bengert. That's going to be his second. Third team foul of the half here for Fall City. Palmyra with it. Ball's going to be tipped around. Paxton Armbruster going to come out with it. Here's Jacoby Bengert. Bengert gives it to Armbruster. Dribbles it down to the left wing. Fall City will set up their offense again. Here's Morris. Morris is going to be slapped on the way around. He'll be fouled. Foul's going to be on Kate Kassebaum. That is his first, just the first of the quarter here for Palmyra. The Panthers just four fouls total on the evening. Eight for the Tigers, three in the second quarter. Bowdy Jones, top of the key. Elijah Layden kicks it back out. Ball's going to be tipped and taken away. Back come the Panthers the other way. Left wing two, long two, is going to be up no good. Offensive rebound by Harrison Boyd. Boyd's going to be fouled. He'll go to the line to shoot two. Foul's going to be on Elijah Layden. That's his second. So Elijah now with two. Ethan Morris with two. Jacoby Bengert with two as well. We're only about halfway through the second quarter. The first free throw is up and good for Harrison Boyd. He's now 4 of 4 from the line. He's got 6 on the evening. Second free throw for Boyd. Up and good. 5 of 5 now in this first half. And Fall City back the other way. They break the press. Armbruster inside. Loses it, but it finds Bowdy Jones on the right wing. Now Ethan Morris up near the volleyball attack line. Back to Bowdy Jones. Layup is going to be up and no good for Jacoby Bengert. Rebound is going to be controlled by Palmyra. So Fall City struggling here in the second quarter to find the bottom of the net. They have just 2 points. Here's Boyd with it, top of the key for the Panthers. He has it right wing now. Swings it around. Palmyra, great ball movement, finds Barrett Hubbard, right wing, three up and good. That's Barrett's first point of the day. And Palmyra has quickly expanded their two-point lead to 11. 22-11 is our score. Now a turnover for Fall City. Going the other way, coming back with it. Bo Davis. Davis crosses the timeline. He finds Harrison Boyd, left wing. Now back to Davis, right wing. Right corner, three on the way for Ryan Mayo, up no good. Ball's tipped around on the rebound. Bowdy Jones does come down with it for the Tigers, and they're going to come back with it the other way. Jacoby Bengert, wide open, top of the key, three on its way, good. And Jacoby Bengert with his fifth point of the game. Cuts the lead back to single digits, 22-14. Kobe Martin inside now. Kicks it back out. Palmyra going to swing the ball around now, and ball's going to be on the end line. It's going to be a turnover, and it will go back to Fall City. Jacob Hippen going to check back into the game here for the Panthers. It's an 8-point Palmyra lead. They've led by as many as 11, but a banger at 3 on that last possession. Cut the lead to single digits. Now Armbruster drives in. Shot up off the back. No good. Brock Cottle fighting for the rebound. He can't get it. Going to end up in the hands of Kobe Martin. Martin has it. Free throw line. He drives in. Shot up and good. Kobe Martin with his 6th point of the game. All 2s. And now a quick Fall City turnover on the inbound. Ball's going to go out of bounds and right back to the Panthers. They've extended the lead back to 10. Connor Peterson with it now, top of the key. Find Barrett Hubbard. Hubbard just going to dribble it back up, reset the offense. Kobe Martin now with it on the left wing. Back to Hubbard, now Bo Davis. Kobe Martin, 3, left wing, shot up and good. He's got 9 now for the Panthers. Here comes Bangert. Bangert going to turn it over. That was Martin. Martin now back with it the other way. He looks across. Pass is going to be taken away by Paxton Armbruster. Armbruster back the other way. Couple behind the back dribbles. Coast to coast. Layup up. No good, but he's fouled. He'll go to the line to shoot 2. And that was all Paxton Armbruster. He got the steal. Dribbled down. 2 behind the back dribbles. Dribbled it all the way through the lane. About 3 blue shirts there, but he managed to get the shot up and get fouled. And he'll go to the line for 2. First free throw up and good. That's Fall City's first free throw of the day. That last foul was going to be on Bo Davis. That's his second. Second of the quarter as well for Palmyra. Armbruster, second free throw up and good. He's got 9 here in the first half. 9 of Fall City's 16. 1:46 remaining in the first half of action. Fall City trails 27-16 to the Palmyra Panthers. Kobe Martin, he's got 9 of his own. Now left wing, 3 up for Barrett Hubbard. No good. Rebound going to be controlled by Fall City, and there's a foul on the rebound. Foul's going to be on Connor Peterson for Palmyra. That's his first. Third of the quarter here for the Panthers. And a couple of subs here for the Panthers. Tiger fans probably happy to see Kobe Martin heading to the bench. He's got 9 in the first half for the Panthers. Here's Bowdy Jones back to Bangert. Bangert to Morris. They do get it across the timeline before the 10-second call, and then we're going to have a hold on the ensuing pass. That foul's going to be on Cade Kassebaum. That is his second, fourth of the quarter here for Palmyra. So both teams now on the bonus. They will shoot 2 free throws on any foul the remainder of the quarter. Layden gets it inside. Now right wing. Bowdy Jones. Also checked into the game here is Carson Simpson for the Tigers. Simpson averaging 4 points a game. Bangert, pass inside, going to be taken away. Now back the other way, we're going to have a foul. And hitting the ground hard was Jacob Hippen. Hippen had the ball stripped away, and then he stepped on the ball. That foul for Fall City is going to be on Jacoby Bangert. That is his third, so he'll likely take a seat here for the remainder of the half. Just 1 minute and 2 seconds remaining here in the second quarter. First free throw is going to be up and good for Hippen. Palmyra has kind of lived at the free throw line this this half. They Harrison Boyd's 5 of 5 on his own. 9 points from the line this half for Palmyra. Second free throw for Hippens up and good. So 10 points from the line this half for Palmyra. 10 of 12 shooting free throws. So excellent free throw shooting half here for the Panthers. 1 minute remains in our second quarter. Fall City trails by 13. 29 to 16 is the score. And a pass out of bounds. Ethan Morris threw, looking for Paxton Armbruster, threw it a little bit too wide. Paxton couldn't save it, and it'll be a turnover back to the Panthers. Kobe Martin going to throw it in here to Harrison Boyd. Boyd crosses the timeline with it. Looks for Kobe Martin inside, nothing going. Now right wing, that's Barrett Hubbard. Hubbard finds Martin now. Martin kicks it back out to Connor Peterson. Now inside, Kobe Martin shot up no good, gets his own rebound. Second attempt, shot up no good. Ball's tipped around, we're going to have a foul on the rebound. And it's going to go on Kobe Martin. That's going to be his first foul. And it will be the fifth of the quarter for the Panthers. It'll be two shots for the Tigers down at the other end. So Kobe Martin's first foul of the half. Had quite the half offensively with 9 points. Seven for Harrison Boyd here for Palmyra. Ethan Morris at the line for two. He'll be looking for his first point of the game. First shot up, no good. Palmyra, 10 of 12 on free throws in the first half. Fall City, 2 of 3. So that's been the big difference here as Morris' second free throw is up and good. Fall City now 3 of 4. So 4 free throws this half for Fall City, 12 for Palmyra. They've taken advantage of it, too. They've made 10 of them. And now, with the clock under 35, there's no shot clock. The Panthers can take the last shot of the quarter here if they want. They're just kind of swinging it around the perimeter here, not really looking much inside. Clock's down to 10. Top of the key, now left wing with it. Now right wing with it. Barrett Hubbard, three on the way. Good, with 3 seconds left in the half. Barrett Hubbard hits his second three. The long heave from Fall City is no good, and the Palmyra Panthers will take a 32-17 halftime lead here in Fall City. We're going to take a 2-minute break. When we come back, we're going to recap first half scoring. You are listening to high school basketball on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At Fast Global Solutions, we believe in excellence on the field and in our work. That's why we're proud to support area school athletics. With decades of experience, Fast is a trusted leader in designing and building airline, cargo, and material handling equipment used worldwide. Launch your career at Fast. Strong values, small town spirit, global impact. That's Fast Global Solutions. Learn more at workatfast.com.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Want a unique gift that is fun, builds skills, and boosts confidence? At Hella Martial Arts, we have gift certificates for all of our classes. Learn more at hellamartialarts.com. We have something for everyone. Get the kids off the screens this holiday break. Sign up your child for the Camp Cabin Fever. This event is Tuesday, December 30th, 9 to noon, with self-defense training, stunt work, tumbling, games, and more. That's Camp Cabin Fever at Heller Martial Arts in Fall City, 402-380-3383.
This holiday season, F&M Bank sends you and your family our warmest greetings and heartfelt wishes. We invite you to stop by either of our locations where a fresh cup of coffee and friendly conversations await. Come meet our family at F&M, the people dedicated to caring for you. From our family to yours, may your holidays be filled with joy, peace, and cherished moments. F&M Bank, local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Our halftime recap is brought to you by Highland Community College. Highland Community College, they're close to home, but far from debt. You can find them online at highlandcc.edu. Taking a look at the first half scoring for the Fall City Tigers, they were led in scoring by Paxton Armbruster in his first game back since the first game of the year. He has 9 in the first half, for 9 of the 17 for the Tigers. Chipping in 5 with Jacoby Banger. He hit a 3 in the first half as well. 2 for Brock Cottle, 1 for Ethan Morris. That gives Fall City their halftime score of 17. For the Palmyra Panthers, they were led in scoring by Kobe Martin. He had 9. 7 for Harrison Boyd, 6 for Barrett Hubbard, and then 4 for Ryan Mayo, Jacob Hippen, and Kay Kasbaum each chipped in 3. The Panthers hit 4 threes in the first half to go along with going 10 of 12 from the line. That's right, 12 free throws in the first half for the Panthers, and they took advantage, making 10 of them. Fall City just 3 of 4 from the line. So good shooting numbers from the line for both teams. Fall City's just shot 8 less free throws than the Panthers. So it's been the Panthers kind of living at the line. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to hear a couple of words from our sponsors. We're going to take a quick check of the weather, a couple more minutes of sponsors, and then we'll be back for second half action. You are listening to High School Basketball on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back in the day, Christmas meant tinseled trees, homemade fudge, and tractors that took an hour to start in the cold. Things have come a long way since then, thank goodness. At Mustang Seeds, we honor legacy, but keep pushing forward because progress never takes a holiday. Here's to the farmers who keep both tradition and technology alive. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Fall City handles anything that comes their way, from oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Fall City, 402-245-2908.
Many businesses don't think they're at risk of a cyber incident. Cincinnati policyholders through Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabetha now qualify for a free assessment, one-on-one guidance from a cyber safety expert, monitoring and removal of breached credentials found on the dark web. Contact Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabetha to learn more. 785-284-7611. That number again, 785-284-7611.
This is your classic hit station, KTNC Fall City. I'm weatherology meteorologist Regina Kroll. Passing clouds come in for this evening as temperatures fall back to around 34 with south winds gusting at times up to around 30 miles per hour. Wind switch to the north for the day on Saturday, with gusts still at around 25 miles per hour, high around 47 and mostly sunny. West winds will be lighter by Saturday night, with winds up to around 5 miles per hour, then a low of 25 and partly cloudy. We'll see similar temperatures on Sunday, a high around 47 with mostly sunny skies. Increase in clouds by Sunday night, we dip back to around 33. Then Monday, a mix of sun and clouds, but warmer with a high around 57 and it will be breezy. Falling back to around 37 into Monday night with few clouds rolling through. Mostly sunny with continued mild temperatures on Tuesday, a high around 57. 40 our forecast low Tuesday night, as more clouds are expected to push in. As we look ahead toward Christmas Eve, we'll see a mix of sun and clouds and temperatures a little bit warmer with a high around 61. Falling back to 45 Wednesday night with partly cloudy skies. That's your weatherology forecast on KTNC. Right now, it's 37 degrees.
Sideline Sports Bar and Grill in Sabetha has recently opened and has delicious food, cold drinks, and a friendly atmosphere. Serving food from 11 to 9, great appetizers, wings, smash burgers, and other great sandwiches. Sidelines has two pool tables and 18, yes, 18 big screen TVs. Great place to watch your favorite sport. Stop in and eat before your high school games this fall. Check them out on Facebook. Sidelines Sports Bar and Grill, 1008 Main Street, Sabetha, 284-2978.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville is the premier trailer dealer in Northeast Kansas, serving all of the Midwest. If you need a stock trailer, a cargo trailer, a utility trailer, they have them all. Visit BlueValleyTrailers.com or call 785-363-2224 today.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
At Den's Country Meats, we don't cut corners, just premium meat. From smoked sausages and snack sticks to bacon, broths, and steaks, everything we make is handcrafted by our family for yours. And with state, national, and international awards, the world agrees. Our meat is a cut above. Den's Country Meats. Find us in Table Rock or online at denscountrymeats.com.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Getting set for second half action here from Fall City. The Tigers trail the Panthers of Palmyra 32-17. It was a big second quarter for Palmyra after leading just 11-9 at the end of the first quarter. Palmyra scoring 21 points in that second quarter to just 8 for Fall City to get them to that 32-17 advantage. And a big portion of those points came from the line. Palmyra, once again, 10 of 12 from the line that first half. The Tigers, just 3 of 4. Quick scoreboard check of scores from around the area. One big one up in Freeman tonight. Auburn leading Freeman 37-28 at the end of the third quarter. Freeman, that Falcons team, undefeated. Auburn, with the one loss on the year, they're looking to get their first big win of the year in boys' action. Earlier tonight, it was the Auburn girls who fell to Freeman. That final score was 66-30. Excuse me. Freeman takes down the Auburn girls tonight over at Freeman. Fall City will start with the basketball here in the third quarter. If you're interested in their college football playoffs, Oklahoma opened up a quick 17-0 lead over Alabama, but the Crimson Tide, as they do, came back to tie it up. That one 17-17 at the half. Paxton Armbruster with the ball out near the timeline. He'll give it off to Jacoby Banger, and we're underway in the second quarter. Bowdy Jones now top of the key. Paxton Armbruster fakes a three, drives in, shot up, no good. Rebound's going to be controlled by Palmyra. Back the other way quickly for the Panthers is Harrison Boyd. And now Kobe Martin with it out near the timeline. Left wing, three up for Kate Casabon. Shot no good. Rebound tipped around into the hand of the Tigers. And here comes Jacoby Banger with it. Up the floor now to Bowdy Jones. Paxton Armbruster left corner. He's going to drive baseline. He gets it. Layup up off the glass, no good. Rebound, Ryan Mayo, and back the other way, Panthers. Kobe Martin, long pass across the court. Shot up and good for Kate Casabon, and he opens the scoring here in the second half. He's got 5 now. Now that press for the Panthers. Fall City is going to break it, get it across. Wide open three, top of the key for Jacoby Banger. He thinks that that is his second three of the game. He's got eight. 34-20 is the Palmyra lead. See if the Tigers can get a stop here. Left wing three, one of his own, up and good for Cade Kassebaum. He has five just in the second half alone, eight total. And now back the other way come the Tigers. So the Tigers answered the 2 points from Cade Kassebaum with a three from Jacoby Banger. And then Kassebaum hits a three of his own down at the other end. And it's a 37-20 Palmyra lead, 6:15 remaining in the third quarter. Banger with it now. Looks cross-court, Paxton Armbruster. Armbruster going to reset. Jacoby Banger, top of the key. Bowdy Jones, pass intercepted by Kobe Martin. And it's a turnover for the Tigers. Back the other way come the Panthers. Martin, find Kassebaum, left wing. Now cross-court pass, looking inside. Shot up off the glass, no good. Ryan Mayo, that thing was all but down. And then popped back out. Man, I thought that was in. Banger. Now Jones. Quickly around the perimeter. Three-pointer for Ethan Morris. On the way, no good. Rebound. Panthers back the other way. Comes Palmyra. They lead 37-20. Kassebaum with it, top of the key. He looks inside. Finds Kobe Martin, free throw line. Palmyra moving the ball pretty well right now. Shot clock down to 15. Kassebaum free throw line, jumper no good. We're going to have a push-off on the rebound, and it will be Fall City basketball. They're going to get Ryan Mayo with the push-off on the rebound. That's just his first, and whenever you extend your hands like that, you always risk getting called for the push on the rebound. Palmyra back to their little 2-2 press. Still not across the timeline with it. Tigers looking to break it. They finally do. Banger free throw line. Now kick out Armbruster. Right corner three. Up, no good. Rebound Palmyra. Wait brings it back the other way. He drives the length of the court. Layup up, no good. He's going to be fouled, though, on the shot attempt. He'll go to the line to shoot two. That's the second or third time tonight where the Palmyra guard who's gotten the rebound has been able to drive the length of the floor, try the layup, and get fouled or score it. And it's been tough on the transition defense side for Fall City. First free throw up for Boyd is good. Boyd's now 6-6 from the line just himself. So Boyd, with his 6, now 7 free throws, has more free throws just himself than Fall City has as a team. Fall City now trails 39-20. They're looking for their second bucket of the second half here as the pass from Elijah Layden going to end up in the hands of Kobe Martin. Now quickly back the other way. Layup up off the glass. Good for Kate Kassebaum. He has 7 just in this half. 10 for the game. He's reached double figures. Fall City still having a little trouble breaking the press. Now Paxton Armbruster does. But the Tigers trail 41-20. Armbruster going to drive in. His layup, reverse layup, up off the glass is good, and we're going to have a quick time out, and we'll take one with him. We'll take a quick 30-second break. Fall City trails 41-22. You're listening to High School Hoops on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well-equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Our presenting sponsor tonight, F&M Bank. F&M Bank in Fall City. Local decisions, local solutions, and local focus. You can find F&M Bank in Fall City. On the inbounds, Kobe Martin's pass tipped away, but he regains control of it. He drives the length of the floor, layup up, no good. Rebound Elijah Layden. And here come the Tigers. Tigers with a little bit of a fast break of their own. Paxton Armbruster, three, left wing, no good. Rebound Palmyra, and quickly back the other way come the Panthers. Here's an inside shot for Ryan Mayo. Mayo's shot up and good. He gets his first bucket of the second half. He's got six. And now quickly back the other way come the Tigers. Jacoby Bengert, top of the key. And we're seeing that Tigers' three-point shooting kind of rearing its ugly head here after hitting a couple in the first half. Remember, they're just shooting 16% on the season from behind the arc. Cross-court pass, Arm Brewster fakes the three, drives baseline. He's going to be fouled. Going to be before the shot, though, and he will have an underneath out-of-bounds throw-in. Foul for Palmyra is going to be on Kate Kasbaum. That is his third. First of the half here, first of the quarter for Palmyra. Banger almost throws it away. Threw a pass to himself. Paxton Armbruster drives in. Layup up, no good. And Palmyra is going to get the rebound. Kobe Martin, left wing three. He was left open. No good. Rebound to Kobe Banger. Banger to Bowdy Jones. Jones gets it across to Paxton Armbruster. And Fall City will set up their offense looking for a bucket. Here's Banger, top of the key. He fakes. Paxton Armbruster left alone on the wing for a three. Left wing shot, no good. Rebound, Panthers. 43-22, Palmyra leads Fall City, 2:26 remaining in the third quarter. And it's the Panthers on the attack again. Three-pointer left wing up, no good for Barrett Hubbard. Rebound, Fall City. A lot of shots the last couple of possessions for these two teams. Not a lot of makes, though, as Paxton Armbruster going to turn it over, and it'll be a layup on the other end, uncontested. In for the layup is Harrison Boyd. And he gets his first field goal of the second half. He's got 11, and he's into double figures. Armbruster across the timeline. Finds Banger. Left corner three. Shot up. No good. Rebound, Elijah Layden. Layden with the offensive rebound. Now a floater. No good for Jacoby Banger. Palmyra's going to control the rebound. Now a left wing three. Kasbaum up, no good. Offensive rebound, though, for Ryan Mayo. Now, firing from the right wing's Kobe Martin. Martin, no good. Another offensive board for the Panthers. And we're going to have a timeout off the offensive rebound. So Palmyra will retain possession after the timeout. And we're going to take a quick break. We're going to take a quick 30-second break. You're listening to High School Hoops on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Experiencing low back, hip, or groin pain, bladder issues, or discomfort? It could be your pelvic floor. The expert physical therapy team at Sabetha Community Hospital understands. We offer specialized pelvic floor therapy for urinary urgency, incontinence, pelvic pain, and more. Through education, strengthening, and techniques, find relief and improve your life. Take control. Contact the physical therapy department at Sabetha Community Hospital today.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Fall City trails the Palmyra Panthers 45-22 as we are near the end of the third quarter. And ever since the first quarter, it's been all Palmyra. Remember that first quarter, it was just 11-9 at the end of the first quarter. Fall City trailed just by two. Palmyra opened up a big lead, though, in the second quarter. They led 32-17 at the break, and they have not pulled the foot off the gas yet. They're up 45-22 now as we near the end of the third quarter of action. So Fall City, since the first quarter, with just 13 points, Palmyra with 34. So it's a 34-13 run the past two quarters for the Panthers. 1:12 left as the Panthers have possession. Right wing, with it is Ryan Mayo. Mayo drives in, shot up off the glass, no good. Ball tipped around, still tipped around into the hands of the Panthers. They'll get another look at it. That's three offensive boards on this trip alone for Palmyra. And now baseline layup, shot up and good for Ryan Mayo. He'll make you pay. And he's got eight on the evening. Fall City gave up three offensive rebounds on that one possession. And they just barely get it across the timeline. Now it's going to be a turnover. Kason Davis, he turns it over. Layup on the other end, up and good for Harrison Boyd. And it's a 49-22 Panther lead, and now a travel for Jacoby Bangert. And it will be a Fall City turnover, 23.1 remaining here in the third quarter. A line change here for Palmyra. They sub in about four or five new players. Connor Peterson with it. Swings it over to Grady Vasa. Now inside, layup's going to be up off the glass and good for Jacob Hippen. He's got five now on the evening. And it's 51-22. Palmyra has really ballooned this thing. 5 seconds left here in the third quarter. Elijah Layden catches it. Right wing, three up, no good. Doesn't catch anything. And that's how we will end the third quarter of action. 51-22, Palmyra leads Fall City. We'll be right back with your fourth quarter of action. After this one-minute timeout, you're listening to High School Hoops on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Life is all about growing. Growing a family and a farm. There are so many milestones to take pride in. From a new crop showing its first shoots to a family buying their first home. Here to help you grow along with all your financial needs. That's Frontier Bank. For us, it's a privilege to serve you. And helping you grow is our whole reason for being. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at frontier.bank.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Since the end of the first quarter, it is a 40-13 Palmyra Panther run. They're up 51-22 as we start fourth quarter action here from Fall City, and the Panthers will have the ball again, but they will turn it over on the inbounds. It'll go out of bounds, and it'll be back to Fall City. So Paxton Armbruster going to cross the timeline with it. He gets it off to Bowdy Jones, left wing. Now top of the key, Armbruster. Ethan Morris back in the game for the Tigers. Bowdy Jones, Banger into Ethan Morris' free throw line. He finds Bowdy Jones, wide open three from the left corner is good. Bowdy Jones hits his first bucket of the game. It's a three here in the third quarter. And it cuts the lead down to 51-25. Fall City, pretty good defense here so far. We're going to have a push, though. And it will be Palmyra basketball. Foul's going to be on Elijah Layden. That is his third. First of the quarter here for Fall City. Barrett Hubbard with it. He's going to bring it across the timeline. Palmyra with a number of subs in there as the three from the left corner doesn't go for Bo Davis. Bowdy Jones crosses the timeline. Now going to travel with it is Jacoby Banger. And it'll give the ball back to the Panthers. So on the floor for the Panthers, Grady Vasa, also have Connor Peterson, Barrett Hubbard, as down at the other end, Peterson, layup no good, he's going to be fouled though, over the line to shoot two, and Bo Davis and Jacob Hippen all on the floor for Palmyra. Foul for Fall City is going to be on Jacoby Banker, that's his fourth, second of the quarter here for the Tigers. First free throw for Connor Peterson up is up and good. That's his first point of the game. Palmyra continuing to shoot well from the free throw line. 10-12 in the first half, 3-3 this half. Now 4-4. So 14-16 from the line for Palmyra. Paxton Armbruster with it. Left wing, he drives in. Kick out, three-pointer right wing, up, no good. That's Carson Simpson checking in. And here come the Panthers back the other way. Looking for Jacob Hippen inside. He's going to come up with it after Layden tried to save it. Layden's going to get a foul on the shot, and Hippen's going to go to the line to shoot two. That foul on Elijah is going to be his fourth. Third of the quarter here. 6:34 remaining in the game. 53-25 is the Palmyra Panther lead. Free throw is up and good for Jacob Hippen. Now 5 of 5 in the second half. Second free throw, Hippen sets off the dribble, up and good. 6 of 6 now this half. And Hippen will check out. Fall City back the other way now. Palmyra still with their full court press on here, up 55-25 as Paxton Armbruster is fouled going the other way. He drove into the lane. He's going to be fouled. No shot, though. That foul's going to be on Owen Reed, his first of the game. Reed checking in for his first action of the evening. Carson Simpson. Now to Ethan Morris, top of the key. Armbruster driving in. He looks for Elijah Layden. Pass is going to be taken away, and it's a 3-on-1 breakaway back the other way. Layup up, no good for Connor Peterson. But rebound's going to be controlled by Bo Davis. So an offensive board for Palmyra. Then he throws it off the noggin of Owen Reed. And it'll be a turnover. Ball back to Fall City, and we're going to have a timeout. 5:56 remains in our fourth quarter. 55-25 is the Palmyra lead. We're going to take a one-minute break. We'll be right back with fourth quarter action here from Fall City. You're listening to High School Hoops on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Fall City High School. The Tigers trail the Palmyra Panthers 55-25 on the evening. And ever since the first quarter, it's been all Palmyra. Palmyra led just 11-9 at the end of the first quarter, but since then has ballooned this lead into a 55-25 lead. Fall City with just 14 points in the second, third, and fourth quarters after scoring 9 in the first. And now here's a turnover. Bowdy Jones, and back the other way come the Panthers. Ooh, good pump fake and layup there for Connor Peterson. He has 4 points in the second half, and it's 57-25 Panthers. Bowdy Jones back the other way. Elijah Layden's pass inside picked off. And the Panthers will come out with it. They'll come back the other way off the steal. There's Grady Vasa. So a number of subs in there for Palmyra. Vasa, right corner three, up and good. Grady Vasa finds his name in the scoring column. He hits his first bucket of the game. It's a 3. 60-25, Palmyra lead. Jones with the top of the key, finds Morris right wing. Morris drives in. He finds a back cutting Callan Furness there. Furness is shot up off the glass, no good. Panther is going to come back the other way with it. And the Panther is going to set up the offense here as we hit just about halfway through the fourth quarter. 4:42 remains in our ball game here in Fall City tonight. Left corner three, Grady Vasa, no good, but he gets his own offensive board, shot up, no good. I think it was tipped, and now an offensive rebound again. Owen Reed, shot up, no good. Ball tipped around, and it'll stay with the Panthers. So Panthers get again on that possession, two offensive rebounds, And then the Tigers can't secure the defensive rebound, the fourth shot, and Palmyra will retain possession here. With it on the left wing, Barrett Hubbard. Hubbard is going to give it off to Connor Peterson, right wing. Now back up top, Hubbard. Hubbard looks inside, finds Owen Reed. And Palmyra moving the ball around pretty well here. 15 remains on the shot clock. 4:02 on the game clock is inside with it. Shot up, no good. Bo Davis. Davis going to get his own rebound, though, and he's going to put up the shot, and that is good. And it is 62-25. Bowdy Jones with it. Now he drives all the way into the lane. His shot up is good, and he's going to be fouled. He'll go to the line to shoot one more. Foul's going to be on Owen Reed. That is his second. Bowdy now with 5 points all in the second half. His free throw's up. No good, long off the back iron. And here comes Palmyra back the other way. Top of the key with it. Ball movement. Left wing, three. Grady Vasa up, no good. Brocato with the rebound. He gives it off to Bowdy Jones. Jones picks up his dribble near the timeline. Now he finds Furness on the right wing. Now Morris out near the volleyball attack line. Finds Bowdy Jones on a backdoor cut. Layup up, no good. Rebound is going to be tipped around by Kaysen Davis, but he's going to be called for the foul. That'll be Kaysen's first foul. Fourth of the quarter here for Fall City, so that'll put Palmyra in the bonus. Should we have any more fouls here? Another host of substitutions. We're deep into the Palmyra Panther bench now. Tyler Mayo with it, top of the key. Now left corner for the Panthers. Ball tipped around. And the Panthers with some pretty good ball movement here from this third group as the layup's up, no good. That's Weston Ernst, and Ernst will go to the line for two. Foul for Fall City is going to be on Brock Cottle. That is his second. And Weston Ernst is going to go to the line looking for his first points of the game. He'll get two tries at it. First free throws up, no good. That'll be the first miss of the second half for Palmyra. Second free throw here for Ernst is up in good. Palmyra now 7 of 8 in this half on free throws after going 10 of 12 in the first half. And here comes the Tigers back the other way. Brock Cottle, nice little post move. He gets fouled on the way up, and he'll go to the line to shoot two. Foul's going to be on number 23. He is not listed in the program. So we're going to give the foul to number 23, unknown. Who that is, though, Brock Cottle, unable to sink either of his free throws. Fall City 0-3 from the line this half. Quick three on the other end for Palmyra, no good. Rebound and back the other way for the Tigers, but it's going to be a turnover. Callan Furness was looking for Brock Cottle inside, unable to find him. And it'll be the Panthers coming back the other way. 2:15 remains here in the fourth quarter. 63-27 is the Palmyra lead. It was close early first quarter action, 11-9, and then this lead really ballooned for Palmyra in the second quarter, and this second half has been all Panthers. Right wing with it. It'll be number 12. He is not listed in the program either. So a number of Panthers on the floor right now who aren't even in the program. Three on the way, no good. But it's going to be an offensive rebound and putback for Vasa. That is his fifth point of the half. And it's a 65-27 lead, and it's another turnover for the Tigers. as Barrett Hubbard checks back into the game. We're under 1:30 to go here in the fourth quarter, 65-27, the Palmyra lead, as we have a turnover. And here comes Furness back the other way for the Tigers, but his pass inside for Cottle is going to be off Brock's hands. It'll go out of bounds. It'll be another Tiger turnover. And the Panthers back the other way. Driving in and having it stolen is going to be Barrett Hubbard. Cottle with the steal, and we are under 1 minute to play here in Fall City. We're going to have a travel on the drive on the other end. For the Tigers, be Palmyra's basketball. 45 seconds remain. And layup's going to be up no good for the mysterious number 23, not listed in the program, not listed on my sheet either. Callan Furness crosses the timeline with it. Now, off to Hubbard on the right wing, inside to Cottle. Cottle's layup no good. Ball back to Palmyra, and they're going to hold it out near the timeline. 13 seconds remaining on the clock, and that'll round things out here in Fall City. 65-27, likely going to be our final score. It's going to be a turnover, though, so Fall City may take one more shot here. 3 seconds left. Hubbard to inbound. He throws it in. Shot for Furness, right wing, long three up, no good, and we will end the game. 65-27. Is the Palmyra Panther win over the Fall City Tigers tonight in Fall City. We are going to take a quick break, and when we come back after a two-minute break, we're going to recap the scoring from our game tonight of boys action. We'll also take a one last look at the girls action tonight as well. We're going to take a quick two-minute break. Timeout. You're listening to KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction. Need CPAP for oxygen supplies? Kexarex Pharmacy has you covered. Kexarex CPAP and oxygen supply specialists deliver one-on-one consultations in pharmacy or right to your door. From billing your insurance, finding the perfect mask fit, or even setting up hassle-free resupplies, Kexarex Pharmacy is here every step of the way. At Kexarex, your comfort, safety, and peace of mind come first. Don't wait. Breathe easier today. Call 785-742-3546 or visit kexarex.com to book your consult with Kexarex Pharmacy today.
'Tis the season to be jolly. It's also the season for stress, flu, icy sidewalks, and a whole lot of other things that can ruin your holidays. I'm Ryan Larson, and on behalf of the physicians and staff of Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinics, I'd like to wish you and your family a joyful and prosperous new year. We also wish you a safe and healthy holiday season. If you need us, we're happy to help keep you well or to get you back on your feet. Otherwise, we hope to see you at home for the holidays.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Althea.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
The final score tonight, 63-27. The Palmyra Panthers take down the Fall City Tigers here in Fall City. And it was close after the first quarter, 11-9. was the score before Palmyra ballooned the halftime lead to 32-17, and they did not look back in the second half. Let's take a quick look at scoring action from that one. Paxton Armbruster led the Tigers with 11. He was followed up by with 8 for Jacoby Bangert, 5 for Bowdy Jones, 2 for Brock Cottle, and 1 for Ethan Morris. That gives Fall City their total of 27. For Palmyra, they were led in scoring by Harrison Boyt. Boyt with 13 on the evening. Kay Castlebaum had 10, 7 of those in the second half. Kobe Martin, after 9 in the first half, didn't score in the second half. He had 9, 5 for Grady Vasa, 4 for Connor Peterson, 2 for Bo Davis, 7 for Jacob Hippen, 8 for Ryan Mayo, and 6 for Barrett Hubbard. It was scoring by committee tonight for the Palmyra Panthers. And for Palmyra, the big story of the night and how they kind of got that huge lead was their trips to the line. They went 10-12 in the first half and then 7-8 in the second half. That put them at 17-20 on the evening from the charity stripe. Fall City 3-4 in the first half, 0-3 in the second half. They were 3-7 on the evening for the Tigers from the charity stripe. So that was the big Achilles heel for the Tigers tonight. Once again, final score 63-27. Palmyra takes down the Fall City boys. Earlier this evening in girls action, it was Palmyra taking down the Fall City girls 42-26. Fall City was led in scoring by Brenna Glothar and Carly Dunkus. Each of them had 7 on the evening. For the Panthers, they were led in scoring by Chaley Badacher with 13, and then Xylee Badacher had 10 of her own, so the Badachers combined had 23 on the evening for Palmyra of their 42 total team points. Coming up later on this, before the holidays, on Sunny 101.3, you can hear Fall City Sacred Heart on Monday traveling to HTRS. They will take on the Titans over in Humble. We will have that call for you on Monday, so tune in to Sunny 101.3. If you're looking for some action this weekend, it'll be College Hoops on KTNC, both the Husker women and men, ranked in the top 25. They'll be taking on a few non-conference opponents on Sunday afternoon and evening, so you can listen to those games on KTNC as well. That will wrap it up here from Fall City High School. The Tigers, ladies and boys teams, fall to Fall City tonight in basketball action. I want to thank you for listening. I'm Dylan Henricks, back in the studio, Aaron Wisdom. Have a great evening, everybody, and happy holidays. You've been listening to High School Hoops on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.